you can see the players growing before your eyes. But in 6 or 7 days' time, we've got to go out and face a great club. It'll be a challenge for us, but we'll look forward to it. If we want to be a good team, we've got to play in these games all the time, so get used to it, what I say.
That's what he says. Get used to it. That is Chris Fagan, the coach of the Brisbane Lions, and they have a big challenge against the best team in football at the moment. So says the AFL ladder. 2v1, Brisbane tackling the Geelong Football Club up there at the Gabba on Saturday afternoon. I reckon these are the games that Dane Zorko, the skipper, absolutely licks his lips about. And he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Dane.
Morning, guys. Thank you.
The Cats at home. 1v2. Yeah. What are you thinking?
Exciting. Once again, it's another fantastic opportunity for us. Geelong obviously been the benchmark side for the whole year, so it's going to be great to have a game against them. We haven't played them for, since around 17 or 16 last year, something around that. So it's been a long time since we played them. So it's a bit strange that you have to wait that long to play a team in the comp, but, we're really looking forward to the challenge.
Have you had an eye on this one for a little while, or are you focused week to week, as one week at a time, Dane?
Look, to be honest, not really, no. I think every week poses new challenges for us as a football club, and we've solely been focused on that. And then we switched our attention to Geelong pretty much straight after the game on Saturday. So, I haven't really looked too far ahead, to be honest. I don't think many of the boys have either. Just worried about what the task has been in front of us at that time. So, we've spoken a bit about Geelong this weekend, and really looking forward to training today and welcome them up to the Gabba on Saturday.
I reckon the fans will love it too. Big crowd expected at the Gabba. You continue to impress, and we've spoken a lot about that theme through the year with you on the Breakfast Club and the way that your team has gone about their business. 15 wins after 21 rounds is quite phenomenal, considering where most people thought your football club would sit on the AFL table through this season. But it's the way, even as simple as the way you beat the Gold Coast last weekend, it was a game you should have won, and it was a game you won emphatically. And I think that's the difference. You didn't just win and scratch through. You put your foot on the throat and you squeeze the life out of the Gold Coast. Does that please you when you see that level of performance and the fact that your team goes on with it, not just gets comfortable once they hit the front?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's been times this year where we've had leads and haven't been able to go on with that. I think the Carlton game was a great example of that. And I think from that match, we learnt so much about our football club. And our game style and what we need to do. And, we reviewed that quite heavily, which I think was a really great learning tool for us as a football club. And on the weekend, you're right, the Gold Coast, no matter where the two teams normally are in the ladder, the Q Clash always poses, a very difficult, tough game and contested game. And I was really, really excited and wrapped for the boys that they were able to weather their storm early. They're a very good first quarter team, the Gold Coast. And we were able to be in front, which is where we wanted to be, and then to able to go on with it in the second half. It was a really pleasing sign for our football team.
I was right. We were talking to you today, Dane, because there was a moment on the weekend where I think it was your second goal you kicked early in the last quarter. And it was a great goal on the run, and you sort of did almost like the Jason Ackermanis point to the crowd. There was a big crowd there, obviously heaps of support for the Lions, and you're just playing like the Brisbane Lions of 10 or 15 years ago. Can you explain the feeling that you've got now? I mean, and I'm talking about you personally, with all the hardships you've gone through at that football club, that you're now playing as this really good team, and you've always been a good player, but now you're a good player and a good team. What's that like for you personally?
I sort of haven't really looked at it like that, but it's exciting, huh? It's great. It's great to have confidence in the players that you know that whoever gets put out on the park is going to execute their role for the team, and that's all we ask for. And I know it seems very simple to say, but I think when a team understands what they actually need to do and what individual needs to do to perform their role, it creates a lot of confidence, and that's certainly something that I certainly have in the playing group at the moment, and it excites me. Last year we played some really good football, probably didn't get the results we were looking for, but this year we've been able to get those results through a lot of hard work and constant improvement. And, hopefully we can see that also in the future to come. And this young group that's coming through, this emerging group, hopefully they're only going to get better. And, it's certainly exciting to be a part of.
because we're really appreciative of the journey you've taken us on over the last couple of years and as this development's happened, but we only often look at it through the television, but it just feels real. Like you were struggling a little bit against the Suns on the weekend. Not everything was really going so well, and all of a sudden you're just snapping to gear, and that's what good teams do. And even, you know, talking about that celebration, there wasn't it just felt, I don't know, it just felt like this is a really good team and you're expecting to do what you're doing.
Certainly expectations from us as players that, you know, we want to go out and perform our game plan to the best of its ability every single time we play. You know, on the weekend was probably the closest we've got to a four-quarter performance for the year. You know, those patches in that second quarter that we probably weren't, you know, happy with. So we still got some really great growth to take away from the game, which I think is really important. I think the work that Faze and the coaching staff does is they're always pushing us to, you know, improve and always get better. And the moment you stop improving is the moment you probably start going backwards. So I think having that mindset is certainly helped drive the players as well.
A lot of us were surprised when you played on Saturday. We all thought, yeah, hamstring injury, what's going on here? And I was all surprised that they would risk you. Why were you so comfortable and confident that you were able, well, the hamstring was fine one, and you're going to be able to get through the game on the weekend?
Well, I said earlier in the week, I've never really done a soft tissue injury, so I wasn't really sure what the extent of the damage could have been or if there was any damage. I just felt something in my hamstring that, you know, sort of, I lost power in my leg to a certain degree. I went and got a scan on Monday. The scan came back all clear. I trained and hit top speed on Tuesday, which you don't normally do after a six-day break. So felt really good, really confident that there was, you know, nothing, if not very minor, damage done to the hamstring. Got a lot of confidence through that Tuesday session. Trained fine Thursday and, you know, I wanted to play on the weekend. Fake certainly wasn't going to stop me if I said I was right to go. So, you know, I want to be out there with the boys as much as possible. And, you know, I just felt, it felt fine. I felt comfortable. I was able to get to a really solid session on Thursday, which really gave me that belief that I'd be right to play.
Well, 25, 2 goals, 7 tackles suggest the hamstring's absolutely cheery right. Don't worry about that. All we need you to do is tell Hodgie to stop putting deep eating blokes jocks and then put on your best performance for the Cats on Saturday at the Gabba, mate. We appreciate your time. Good luck.
Awesome, guys. Thank you.
Dane Zorko, the captain of the Brisbane Lions, with us. Match of the round, without a doubt.